Chapter 4. Be polarizing. I don't set out to offend or shock, but I also don't do anything to avoid it. Sarah Silverman. As a small business, one of the most potent marketing weapons you have is your personality. If you can put your personality into your marketing, you will quickly build a tribe of people who are just like you. The problem is most business owners either don't have a personality or they are afraid to use it. This is a big mistake. The businesses that are most successful are the ones that have a unique identity and stand out from the competition. But to stand out, you need to stand for something, and if you don't stand for anything, then you won't stand out at all. Standing out doesn't mean having a fancy logo or even a cool and quirky business name. The advertising strategies that big brands like Coca-Cola, MasterCard and Asda use aren't much use in your business. I'm talking about putting more of your beliefs, opinions and personality into your marketing. Don't for a minute discount the lessons in this chapter. Putting more of you into your marketing will help you pull your ideal client towards you and make it easier for them to want to buy from you. Allow me to explain. Before we buy anything from anyone, we generally go through a clearly defined process of know, like, trust. Your prospective clients have to get to know, like, and trust you before they buy from you. Some clients, if they meet you face to face, will like and trust you almost immediately. But more often than not, this process takes a bit of time. This ties in with lead generation marketing, which all dog walkers can and should do, but hardly anyone does. I will explain exactly how you can implement lead generation marketing in your business in the secret sixth chapter of this book. Why does personality matter? Think about your own buying experiences in the past. If you need some work doing in your house, unless it's an emergency and you need someone double quick to stop a leak, you rarely just phone up a random gas fitter, electrician or decorator, sign up for their service and pay the cash straight away. You will first ask for a quote, and if they come round your house, you will try and suss them out a bit before you buy. Or you may ask a friend if they know anyone they can recommend, because a recommendation from someone you know means they are more trustworthy. Any business you can get from word of mouth is great, but you can't rely on just word of mouth. So how do you get people to trust you enough to hand over money for your service, even when they have never met you before? By using your personality, of course. Put more of you into your business. By putting more of your personality into your marketing, you will attract people who share your values and believe in the same things you do. This makes them more likely to turn into paying clients eventually. It's a cheesy saying, but you need your prospects to buy into you before they buy from you. And it's a hell of a lot easier for them to know what it is they are buying into if you are open and honest about who you are and what you are about in all your marketing literature. By putting your personality front and centre, you make it very easy for people who share your values and believe in the same things as you to seek you out and want to use your services. There's a big myth in business that you need to be professional all the time. Sadly, most people mistake being professional with being boring. I'm very professional with the service I deliver, but I'm not afraid to put my personality into everything I do because I know that it helps pull the right kind of clients towards me, and these are the people I want to work with. Here's an example for you. When I wrote my best-selling dog training book, How to Be a Dog Superhero, I put all of my personality into the book. The terrible training mistakes I had made with my own dogs, swear words I use, and also all of my beliefs about dog training. Like, you shouldn't let your dog play with other dogs if you want him to stay near you when you exercise him off-leash. This immediately made my book different to any of the politically correct, boring dog training books out there. Not many fluffy bunny dog trainers approved of it. Many still don't. But I don't care because they aren't the ones paying me money. So by being polarizing in my book, I pushed people away from me who were never going to buy my services anyway. Being polarizing like this also did something else. It pulled towards me loads of dog owners who were suffering from the same problems as me. These people loved their dogs dearly, but they were frustrated as hell that their dogs wouldn't listen to them. These were real people who live, breathe, eat, and take a shit the same way as I do, which is the same way you do too, by the way. The point is that me putting my beliefs and my personality front and centre in my business is one of the key reasons my business is so successful. I try to do this in all my marketing. My podcasts are opinionated and forthright, and my daily emails are the same. I do this for a reason. I don't want someone who might be considering hiring me to be shocked and appalled by the way I speak when they meet me. And this isn't me putting on an act. How I'm speaking to you now in this book is how I would talk to you in person. When dog walkers attend my business talks, they say they feel like they already know me because they have built up a relationship and learned about my personality through my books, podcasts, and daily emails. I don't expect you to throw this book down and break into a chorus of "I am what I am." In fact, it may not suit you to be as forward in your business as I am in mine. But even if you don't want to put your whole self into your marketing, like I do, you should still put more of your opinions and beliefs into your marketing. For the simple reason that it will make it easier for you to attract the type of clients into your business that you really want to work with. How to put yourself out there. Is there an issue that affects your prospects' dogs that they aren't aware of? Then talk about it in your marketing, and you will attract more of the clients who are suffering from that problem. Is there something that other, less reputable dog walkers in your industry regularly do that you completely disagree with? Then make a point of telling your clients that you never do that. This method of putting your personality into marketing works like gangbusters at repelling the clients that really aren't a good fit for you and would be better served going somewhere else. I will say it again for those hard of reading. You can be professional without being boring, and you can use your personality to drive up your profits and enjoy yourself more at the same time. This type of teaching goes against what the average business owner will tell you, but maybe there's a reason they just have an average business. Action point. Think of three things that you think make you different from every other dog walker in your town. Now ask yourself why they make you different and why it will benefit a potential client to use your service over someone else's. Then ask yourself why you do those things. What drives you to do them? What's your motivation? Is there a story behind why you do the things you do in your business? That is the thing you need to be talking about in your marketing. There's an excellent TED Talk by Simon Sinek called Start With Why, which you can watch on YouTube. Having a why is important in how you inspire people to invest in your services. Be honest and upfront about the reasons you do what you do, and don't be afraid to put more of your personality into all your marketing. It will transform your business.